Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Scattered Minds, The Origins and Healing of Attention Deficit Disorder is a popular psychology and medical nonfiction book by physician Gábor Mató. First published in an earlier form, before later editions brought it to a wider readership, drawing on clinical experience, developmental psychology, neuroscience, and his own experience with attention deficit disorder, Mate argues that ADD is best understood as a developmental condition involving attention, impulse control, and emotional regulation rather than simply a fixed genetic disease. The book is written for parents, adults with ADD or ADHD, educators, and clinicians who want a broader account of how early relationships, stress, temperament, and brain development interact. Its purpose is not merely diagnostic. Mate seeks to reframe distractibility, restlessness, and tuning out as meaningful responses shaped by life experience, while also arguing that growth remains possible through relational safety, self-understanding, and supportive environments. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, ADD as developmental impairment rather than fixed inherited illness. A central claim of Scattered Minds is that attention deficit disorder should not be reduced to genetic inheritance alone. Mate does not deny biology, temperament, or familial patterns, but he challenges explanations that treat ADD as a predetermined defect located only inside the individual. His emphasis is developmental. The brain systems involved in focus, inhibition, and emotional self-regulation mature through interaction with the early environment. If an infant or child is exposed to chronic stress, emotional disconnection, parental distress, or other forms of relational strain, the development of these systems may be affected. This framework shifts the question from what is wrong with this person to what conditions shape this nervous system. The reasoning matters because it changes the moral and practical meaning of symptoms. Inherited illness language can imply permanence and separateness from context, while a developmental account opens room for prevention, adaptation, and healing. At the same time, Mate's view is more controversial than mainstream models that give greater weight to genetics and neurobiology. The book's distinctiveness lies in insisting that biology and environment are not competing explanations but interacting dimensions of development. Secondly, emotional self-regulation as the hidden core of attention problems. Mate presents ADD not simply as an inability to pay attention, but as a difficulty regulating internal states. In this view, attention depends on emotional stability, impulse control, and the capacity to remain present when stimulation is boring, frustrating, or uncomfortable. The child or adult with ADD is not merely careless or unmotivated. Their attentional system is easily pulled away by emotional pressure, novelty, anxiety, or overload because the circuits that support regulation have not become sufficiently integrated. This explains why people with ADD may focus intensely on activities that are exciting or personally compelling, yet struggle with ordinary tasks that require sustained effort without immediate reward. The inconsistency is not evidence of manipulation. It reflects the dependence of attention on arousal and emotion. Mate's analysis is useful because it connects everyday behavior with developmental neurobiology in accessible terms. Forgetfulness, impulsive speech, disorganization, and restlessness are treated as expressions of a nervous system seeking stimulation or escape from discomfort. By centering emotional regulation, the book widens treatment beyond productivity techniques and asks what kinds of relationships, routines, and self-awareness help the person remain regulated enough to attend. Thirdly, tuning out and distractibility as learned adaptations to stress. One of the book's most recognizable ideas is that distractibility and tuning out can be understood as psychological adaptations rather than random flaws. Mate argues that when early experience is stressful, overwhelming, or emotionally unavailable, the developing mind may learn to protect itself by disconnecting from discomfort. What later appears as inattentiveness may originally have functioned as a way to reduce emotional overload. This interpretation does not romanticize the difficulty, since distractibility can produce serious problems in school, work, relationships, and self-esteem. However, it prevents a purely punitive reading of symptoms. If tuning out once served a protective purpose, then scolding, shame, and rigid demands are unlikely to resolve it. They may intensify the very stress that increases inattention. The practical implication is that effective support must reduce threat and increase felt safety before expecting reliable self-control. Mate's reasoning also helps explain why ADD symptoms often fluctuate across situations. A person may function better with warmth, structure, interest, and trust, and worse under criticism, chaos, or emotional pressure. The symptom is therefore not detached from context. It is partly a response to the nervous system's perception of safety. Fourthly, parent-child relationships as a central site of prevention and repair, Scattered Minds gives particular attention to parents, not to assign blame, but to show how deeply children's attentional and emotional systems are shaped in relationship. Mato argues that children with ADD need more than behavioral correction, and they need adults who can provide steadiness, attunement, boundaries, and acceptance without making the child's symptoms the center of the family identity. This is a demanding position because many parents of children with ADD are themselves stressed, distracted, overworked, or dealing with similar traits. The book, therefore, treats parenting as a relational process rather than a set of simple disciplinary techniques. A child who is impulsive or inattentive may trigger frustration, and the parent's frustration may in turn heighten the child's dysregulation. Repair begins when adults understand the child's behavior as an expression of developmental difficulty and respond with structure that does not rely on humiliation. Mate's approach also has implications for schools and clinicians. The child's environment should support regulation through predictability, emotional connection, and realistic expectations. This does not mean abandoning consequences or standards. It means that standards are most effective when embedded in secure relationships rather than fear. Lastly, healing through neuroplasticity, self-understanding, and supportive conditions, although scattered minds is critical of narrow medicalized explanations, it is not anti-treatment. Mate's emphasis is that healing requires promoting development in the brain and personality systems that remain immature or underregulated. He expresses optimism about neuroplasticity, including in adulthood, while avoiding the idea that change is quick or purely willpower-based. For adults, the first step is often understanding lifelong patterns of distraction, impatience, shame, emotional reactivity, and unfinished commitments without reducing the self to a diagnosis. Insight can interrupt self-condemnation and make practical change possible. For children, healing depends heavily on the quality of the surrounding environment, especially consistent emotional support. The book's programmatic orientation includes relational repair, awareness of triggers, less punitive responses, and conditions that help attention emerge naturally from regulation. Medication is not presented as the whole answer, even if it may have a role for some people. The distinctive point is that symptom management should be joined to developmental support. The limitation is that readers seeking a conventional clinical manual with standardized protocols may find the approach broad and interpretive. Its value lies in integrating treatment with biography, relationship, and emotional life. In conclusion, Scattered Minds is best suited for readers who want a psychologically rich explanation of ADD and ADHD rather than a narrowly technical guide. Parents may benefit from its compassionate account of why children with attention difficulties often resist ordinary discipline, forget instructions, or become emotionally volatile despite good intentions. Adults with ADD may find language for patterns that have often been interpreted as laziness, irresponsibility, or lack of character. Clinicians, teachers, and caregivers can use the book as a prompt to consider the developmental and relational background behind symptoms. Even if they do not accept every aspect of Mate's causal emphasis, its practical benefit lies in reframing attention as connected to emotional regulation, attachment, stress, and the conditions of everyday life. Its intellectual benefit lies in challenging the boundary between biology and experience, showing how early relationships can become embodied in nervous system function. Compared with many books in the ADHD category, Scattered Minds stands out because it is neither a simple checklist-based manual nor a medication-centered overview. It combines clinical observation, personal reflection, developmental theory, and a trauma-informed sensibility. Readers seeking strict consensus psychiatry may prefer more conventional sources, but those looking for a broader human context will find it distinctive and substantial. If you would like to support Gabor Mate MD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.